Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Poland thanks the delegation of Ukraine for its informative national report and constructive participation in the UPR process. The situation of human rights in Ukraine has dramatically changed since the last UPR in 2012 and is heavily influenced by the conflict in eastern Ukraine and the illegal annexation of Crimean Peninsula by the Russian Federation. The situation constitutes grave violation of human rights and humanitarian law. In this context, Poland welcomes the efforts of the Ukrainian authorities to protect those who are most vulnerable, the IDPs and the Crimean Tatars. The adoption of the ambitious National Human Rights Strategy, or creation of Commissioner for the Crimean Tatar issues, seem to be steps in the right direction. Poland would like to recommend Ukraine the following. One, to increase efforts to fight effectively with corruption. Therefore, National Anti-Corruption Bureau and the Specialized Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, established in 2015, should intensify their work in prosecution of high-level corruption in the government, parliament, and the courts. Establishment of the separate anti-corruption court should be the right step in this direction. Two, the strengthen existing law and practice to counter trafficking in human beings for sexual and labor exploitation, particularly of young women, focusing also on the situation in conflict-affected areas where the risk of being exposed to sexual violence or trafficking is higher. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.